So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Oh, Margo. I forgot to mention this. Oh, did you check social media much about work while you were on vacation and stuff, like when it was the holidays, or do you kind of leave work social media alone?
Yeah, I looked. If it was on my feed, I looked at it, but I didn't search for it.
Yeah, same. Good call. It's Monday, so it's apropos that we mention this. Normally at about this time, a couple minutes from now, one of the happiest, most joyous people in the world would be coming in to say hello to you, to go over some things, to plan out what's going on a little bit later on.
I know.
But he has retired from doing radio. Dr. Pfeiffer.
I know. This is going to be the first show that they're not doing Medical Frontiers.
I know. And I saw that he had a big shebang for him. He was in here. It was his last show, whatever. You know, I know his son. I know him. He is one of the most kind people in the world. And I just think about this time on Mondays, a couple minutes, or maybe about 20 after 5 or so, he could come bebopping into your studio, always ask how you're doing. Oh, just he is just such a good man. And I always talk to him about, he always asked me about my kids' activities and stuff. And bon voyage and farewell to him. And he is just such a great guy.
He really is. I wish him only the best.
Yeah, I know. So I saw that as we were, as it was the holiday season. And they were tweeting out a bunch of different things with him. I do want to get into Tomlin in just a little bit. But first, Brody has been on hold for a little bit. Hi, Brody.
Is this really you or is this an AI guy? I think that the recording of you is AI. Happy, how you doing, man? Are you sure it's you?
Yes, it's me. No, if it was 2020, listen, if I could devise an AI person to drive in here from the North Hills, to sit here, to do the show for 4 hours, but the direct deposit man. Went into my account, believe me, I would do it. You.
God bless you. And you were doing a charity the day of your birthday. And I'll tell you what, with the holy water, we're talking about the holy water. I hope that, you know, many years.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's many healthy years for you, 49, and also Keith Richards. You didn't even know you shared the guitarist's birthday of my whole life. Keith Richards, same day as you, December 18th, and Steven Spielberg, and Keith Richards' soul brother, Bobby Keys, who played saxophone on a lot of Rolling Stones. He also shares December 18th. How do you like them apples?
Oh.
Anyway.
I did not know that. I heard this morning it's Bradley Cooper's birthday today. He's a few years older than me and a little bit better looking than me.
So cool. Come on, you're no slouch. Anyway, let me tell you something. This whole thing about, let's back America. I'm so glad that our president, you know that I grew up in Squirrel Hill and I am of the Jewish faith, but I'm conservative. When I back, the better of our country, and we had to take him out and we did it. Congress is having an egg. Chuck Schumer, I can't stand him. I mean, what is he doing? So Congress is going to be freaking out. It's just us against them. I'm right in the middle of the aisle, Colin. How do you feel about the whole thing?
Same. I look at each situation for what it is. I survey the scene. Yep. I think about it. I go from there. And certainly it's multi-factored. That's the thing, Brody, that both sides are kind of playing this tug of war. It's about the oil. It's about the oil. It's about bad drugs. It's about fentanyl coming in. Well, how about this? How about I stand in the middle and point at you and then point at you and go, hey, people, it's about both. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's right. And I really love Corey O'Connor's father, Bob O'Connor. He was very good to people in Squirrel Hill and the whole thing. But I wish him luck. And I really, I have faith in the whole process. I want Pittsburgh to do really great. That's my piece.
There's your piece. I appreciate it. As always, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. We'll hear from TJ Watt before we get out of here today. But I wanted to play a couple things. First, I mean, this will bring back some memories if you were still up.
The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Snap good. Holden. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
And as per that, Mr. Tomlin said this.
It's nothing like Akershore. And the friendly confines of Akershore. And I'm just thankful for the support that we have and the environment that we had tonight. It was a legendary night in the history of this series. And so it's humbling to be a part of it.
And the quarterback said this.
That was good. I mean, we talked. We had 220 to start and no timeouts. And I just said, let's try and finish the game with the, you know, let's get it, let's run it down there and score with not much time left. So the reminder is always in that situation, yards over time until you get to a minute. And, you know, called just kind of a slant on the backside and a three-man combination away. Calvin made a nice catch and run. Let it go to 2 minute, and then we had some efficient passes. And looked like there might have been a hold on the second down, but we came back and converted on third down. It was kind of pandemonium, but we knew we still had some time on the clock. And then, I mean, Lamar was making some wild plays tonight, which you expect because he's just a talented player. He's going to be a gold jacket when it's all said and done. But I'm glad they missed that last one.
I think a lot of people are. And then I woke up this morning and I started, which was a good thing, I think. Some of you may disagree. But I woke up this morning, I started to peruse social media. And you know what was much more rampant than I anticipated? Bozos who fashioned themselves as Steeler fans saying, I can't believe Mike Tomlin was pounding his chest and celebrating how he was. How embarrassing. You won't find somebody who's been more hard on Mike Tomlin than me. You just won't. I called for him to get terminated 5 years ago, 6 years ago. But you know what? In a game like that, in a night like that, in a moment such as that, if Mike Tomlin can't celebrate that, what can he celebrate? I mean that. I've doubted him as much as the next Pittsburgher. Called for him to get fired long ago, like I said. But about beating his chest after a win, some people are going to be jammed up. If he can't enjoy the exhilaration of that, when and what can he enjoy? Criticize him for much. Not that. The guy's allowed to be happy. And there were tons of people who said, Tomlin looks like a clown. He didn't have anything to do with that win. Well, certainly it was a missed field goal. But he had more to do with it than you. And you're celebrating. He's the actual coach of the team. That being said, it can be both. I think he should be granted the right to celebrate however he wants and be elated. But let me ask you this. What's the true measure of success for him? I think he's got to win a playoff game or this season's a total failure. It's okay with celebrating last night. Heck, I think it's wonderful to celebrate. But what is the true measure of success this year?